just when you really look at it, you know, clean up all the nooks and corners and what have you. When you do that, which I don't get too very often.
So, but, you know, like just daily cleaning, like you can just call that cleaning?
That's your routine every day.
You know, like if you, you know, were to wipe the table and stuff, like you would call that, you know, maybe what? You know, like if you just were to wipe the table with, like, Pledge or something, you know, during the day you'd call you, you were doing what with that? You know, to wipe the table with.
You'd be polishing it.
Or dusting.
Dusting.
Yeah.
Which I don't do every day.
No? So you do your general cleaning on when?
Usually about Friday.
Friday. And Saturday's what is used for what?
Yes, odds and ends. They did on Saturday, you can do, they just seem like it all piles up.
Really? Yeah, that's the way it is with my wife and I. You know, it's just really bad on Saturday. That's what, well, you know,
well,
we do our main
work.
Cleaning. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how mine does. I don't have all that much either, but seem like I can find the most little, you know, odd jobs that maybe I have put off that I can do on Saturday.
Yeah. So, you know, like, instead of using a vacuum cleaner, you know, like, I'm sure you might have one, but, you know, like, what did you used to use instead of a vacuum cleaner?
A stick broom.
Stick broom?
Stick broom.
Not those plastic things that they have nowadays in the grocery store. You'd have, like a straw broom, I guess.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what we did before we ever got the vacuum cleaner and the stick broom.
Mm-hmm.
Way back when I was a girl coming up, they made their, we did have a stick broom as far back as I remember, but those stick brooms were just used to sweep with, and they make sharp mops to scrub them floors. That's the reason they would be so white.
Shuck mops, that's...
You shuck corn and got the shucks off of them.
And they'd use that?
This board was fixed with holes in it, and you pulled them through, you know, so far. And that's why they scrubbed their kitchens and their house with when they, you know. That didn't happen every day now. They didn't scrub every day.
Yeah.
But it really would clean the floors, but I've always been used to stick brooms. And then you went and wrung your straw every fall and made straw brooms. And that's what we swept with when I was a girl coming up.
Like if the broom is in a corner and the door is open, like you say the broom is where? You know, like if it's, okay, if a broom is in the corner behind the door, but the door is open, like you'd say it's where? You know, the broom is?
I'd say it was in the corner, in the closet, or wherever it might be.
Yeah, you know, just open the corner that way. So, you know, like, when you have dirty clothes, you know, like, on what day is set aside for your dirty clothes?
You mean to wash?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wait to accumulate up a washer, and then I wash it.
Yeah. And, you know, like, if you have to, you know, like, do something to a shirt so it's wearable, or a pair of pants, you know, what do you call that? You know, like, you take out a board, put something in. You, like, take out a board and put the shirt on the board?
Oh, you iron.
Yeah, you iron them.
Which is just about going out of fashion, too.
Yeah, that's true. You know, like, so what would you call a day like that where you did all your ironing and washing? You say, boy, I've got to go do the... You'd be on the phone, you'd be talking to someone. Instead of saying, I've got to go do the washing and the ironing, I've got to go do the what?
I don't know what else you call it.
Laundry? Got to go do the laundry?
Well, I don't. I just say washing.
Just the washing. I got to go do the washing.
Or the ironing.
Yeah.
I still have my ironing board. I still starch and iron my pillowcases.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Boy, that's odd. You don't find many people to do that.
Well, I find they come cleaner.
Yeah?
See, that starch, you know, it don't penetrate.